This is RÚV English Radio with Darren Adam, daily English language radio from Iceland's national broadcaster, RÚV.
Hello, it's RÚV English Radio. My name's Darren Adam. Thanks very much for your company today. In a wonderful location this Sunday, there's going to be some wonderful music from the choir Cleaver, about whom we're going to hear. Also the event that's taking place. My guests today are Torvalda Helgason and a previous guest on RÚV English Radio, Jelena Ćirić, who is here wearing, well, a different hat once again, Jelena, today. I think we spoke to you about your own music last time, but you are one of the members of this choir that is singing on Sunday at Wales of Iceland. Torvalda, we'll start with you. The choir is interesting and unusual, I think, in that it sings its own material. The choir writes the music and writes the lyrics for most of the songs that you perform.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So it's a choir that's been working now for almost 10 years. I think it was the first initial version of it came about in 2015, am I correct, Jelena?
Yeah,
right. And it was called by a different name then, but the concept from the beginning has always been that it's a collective of sorts who meets once a week and sings music by the members. So we have a lot of composers in the choir who are classically trained, and then we also have a lot of singer-songwriters and musicians of all kinds and artists of all kinds, actually. So it's often that people will collaborate on pieces, and one member will write the text and another will write the music or all kinds of things. Yeah.
So who decides what makes it through then? Because when you have a lot of people, a big number of people in a musical collective, I imagine there needs to be some kind of, not quality control, but someone, I suppose, has to have the final say on what makes the cut and what doesn't.
So I think it's actually kind of the opposite, that everyone in the choir, as Thorvaldur was mentioning, is such an accomplished musician or artist in their own right that they're so busy with their own stuff, we kind of have to tease the pieces out of people. Like, hey, I know you're working on a piece for the choir. Maybe you can, finish it up and bring a draft next week. And we also always encourage members to kind of bring unfinished pieces so we can workshop them as a choir. And I think that's really valuable for the composers and the songwriters in the group, that they don't have to kind of fully polish something to kind of bring it in. They can have an idea or a concept or something that's half finished, then yes. They get the choir to rehearse it a little bit, and it kind of gives them the ideas and the motivation to polish it, yes. and come back with the finished piece.
And so I suppose not everyone is setting out to write for the choir. They might have, as you say, an unfinished idea that could be turned into something the choir could perform.
Yeah, absolutely. Sometimes people will come in with a song, like playing the guitar, and that will later turn into a choir piece, or we'll improvise melodies to already existing songs, and there's all kinds of ways about it, actually. Mm-hmm. And Jelena has written material for the choir we're going to perform one of her songs at the Whale Museum next Sunday.
And was that a piece that you wrote for the choir, or was it kicking around as a different sort of idea?
It was kicking around just as one of my songs, and then I decided to arrange it for the choir.
Okay.
So that's also something that some of the more kind of singer-songwriter types in the choir have done. So it's really fun to hear a song that you've kind of performed solo or with a band in a choir arrangement.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about that event on Sunday in a couple of days' time at Wales of Iceland, which is a wonderful place. We've been there a couple of times here on RÚV English Radio. If you don't know, it is a whale museum. You learn all about these amazing creatures through the fiberglass, the full-size fiberglass versions of them that hang from the ceiling. What does that do to the acoustics, firstly?
I can't really say, because I've never been there, actually. But I'm hoping that it'll be a unique experience, because I've heard that it's a really impressive exhibition. And there's been actually quite a bit of concerts there. There's even been parties there, I assume. But maybe Jelena can talk better about this. Have you been there?
Yeah, I think it's a very unique space, and it's obviously a very large space to fit these full-size replicas of the whales. So I think it's going to be a really unique experience just to be there listening to the choir.
And it is the World Whale Day.
On that
same day, 16th of February.
So. That's right. So the idea of the concert is kind of to celebrate World Whale Day with some some ocean-like kind of pieces. Some of the pieces we're singing actually are kind of related to the ocean, and I think it is going to be kind of very special to hear those in that space.
Well, I was going to ask about that then. There will be some musical reference to the theme of the day.
Yeah, for sure. There's one piece in particular that we're singing that's called Half. It means just ocean. It's by a former member, Christian Guðjónsson, and he composed it using only like hundreds of years old terms, Icelandic terms for the ocean. So the entire lyrics are just synonyms for the ocean, and some of them were very peculiar, and you would never think that this word would represent the ocean, but it becomes like a really interesting abstract sort of poem almost.
Okay. And this is open for anyone to come along and see?
Yeah, the concert's absolutely open to everybody. It's pay what you can, so you're welcome to donate to the choir, but you can also just show up if you're not able to, and if you just want to be there. So absolutely everybody is welcome, and we hope to see as many people as possible. I mean, it's a large space, so we can fit a lot of people.
Choirs are so popular in Iceland. There are so many different choirs, and again, probably more than you'd find in a similarly sized country of a relatively small population. Where do you think this choir fits into the sort of Icelandic choral tradition? One of the differences, I guess, is that you write and perform your own material, but where do you think it fits in?
Yeah, well, for me, it's more akin to a collective or even a band than a choir. Mm. But of course, it is at its core. It's a choir like any other. We meet every week, and you know, we do warm ups, and then we rehearse, and we go to choir camp together once a semester. And for me, the most important thing is just the community and the harmony. And it really feels like choirs are very important in our society, because we've become like kind of anti-religious in a way, at least Icelanders. But I feel like within the choir community there is a similar touch of the spiritual and of the community that people also seek in religion. So it's, you know, it's a very beautiful community, I would say.
Is that something, as someone who's come to Iceland, Jelena, that you recognize?
Yeah, I would say that choirs here are definitely very social, as they are elsewhere, I guess. I remember joining another choir shortly after moving here and going to a couple of rehearsals and noticing that the rehearsals were kind of maybe 50% singing and then 50% coffee breaks and people chatting and getting to know each other. And you know, you often go on trips with your choir, so it's a great way to get to know people.
Yes.
But it's also a great way to learn and practice the language, because you're within this group of people and they're all, you know, singing and pronouncing words really slowly, and I know that helped me in the beginning with starting to learn Icelandic, so I would definitely recommend it to anybody
who's moving here. I feel I should hear more about choir camp, actually. What happens there?
Choir camp is a rehearsal, you know, officially, but in practice it's also a party and a social gathering.
A lot of fun.
We go to Skálholt, try to go there like once a year at least, and rent a cottage, and then we sing in the church sometimes, but yeah, it's just mostly for community building.
So the event's on Sunday, what time?
It's at 6 o'clock.
6 p.m.
on Sunday.
All right, a link to that on the page accompanying this show from Roof English Radio. A link to the choir as well, so if you want to find out a bit more about the choir, then you can. Thank you both. Been a busy week for you. Good luck on Sunday.
Thank you so much.
Roof English Radio, my name's Darren Adam, and you can get in touch anytime. We are english@ruv.is.
Oh.
There is more from RÚV English with all the news from Iceland in English at ruv.is/English. RÚV English Radio is a daily English language radio from Iceland's national broadcaster, RÚV.